This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's oil and gas industry has decided to cancel a set of ballot measures planned for the November vote, CPR's Sam Brash reports.
The main group behind the measures is Protect Colorado, the political arm of the state's oil and gas industry. It submitted a set of ballot initiatives for review earlier this year. They would have stopped local governments from restricting natural gas access and codified recent regulations around well cleanup in case anyone pushed for tougher rules. All were withdrawn last month. A Protect Colorado spokesperson says that's because industry opponents did not submit any potential initiatives of their own. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Authorities in Colorado Springs are looking to improve evacuation plans in case of emergencies like wildfires. The Gazette reports a proposed ordinance update would create zones within the city so that officials can target specific areas in danger. But the proposed updates do not include evacuation modeling, which many residents have requested. The city is required to update its evacuation plans every 5 years. Democratic U.S. Congressman Ed Perlmutter and Joe Neguse recently welcomed members of the House and Science Committee to tour Colorado's world-class labs. Neguse says one highlight was seeing the state's fire forecasting technology.
The ways in which better forecasting and some other tools that the labs that I just described are working on could be brought to bear to ultimately save lives, to better protect our communities in light of the growing threat of wildfires across the Front Range and indeed the Rocky Mountain West.
U.S. lawmakers also spoke with employees of the National Center for Atmospheric Research, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and the National Weather Service. This is CPR News and KRCC. This hour, it's The Takeaway.